Hi everyone, it's Paul Hopkins. For those of you that don't know me in the VIP advisor kind of guise, then hello to you for the first time. And hiya to everyone else. It's me, Paul Hopkins, and I run VIP advisor. But of course, it's not my channel, it's everyone's channel, but I just happen to have the pleasure of running it. So hello and welcome. I haven't done an update for a couple of days, so you know, it's not been long by any stretch of the imagination, but just wanted to get a few things up, as I was promising to do, and then, you know, time got the better of me yesterday, so on and so forth, so here I am. Just want to say a big thank you, as I always do on these channels, because I'm using music beds provided by Andre Louis, Andre Louis Music, and you can find him on Twitter with @FreakyWoof. That might be the best thing to do as an initial thing, to sort of talk to him about how you too can use music beds that he creates for free. So it's royalty free, so in other words, there's no copyright issues at all and all that kind of thing. And it's supporting a very entrepreneurial guy, in my opinion, that just happens, like many of us, to have a visual impairment. But yeah, thank you, mate, very, very much. If you want to hear what other kind of music he does, go and you can check him out on SoundCloud with Freaky Woof as the username there. Go and search him, and as I said, speak to him on Twitter. Okay, so that's that done, and would I want to neglect that, but I'm going to talk to you a couple of things about the channel. Just let you hear a little bit of this music while I clear my throat. Bear with me a second. Right, okay, so looking at sort of some of the things that we've been doing with the channel lately, and for those of you that may be hearing this in terms of an update for the first time without having ever been to the channel, subjects that have been really kind of interesting me. Well, one that's just started, I have to say it wasn't specifically about visual impairment, so, you know, do be aware of that in one sense. Obviously, it's good if we can sort of keep the subjects around visual impairment, but because it was about sleep, I just thought, well, that could be quite interesting. So in terms of visual impairment and sort of being blind, what specific issues do people have around sleeping? And, you know, what do people find it easier to do, in other words, to affect good sleep? And what doesn't work, and why is there issues? Apparently, why are there issues even? Apparently, there's stuff around the fact that the body doesn't know often, doesn't have a sense of night and day because of the whole kind of not being able to see. You know, I know nothing about this. I know that some people try to get melatonin, don't they, and things like that, in order to sleep better. So, you know, what are the issues for people? That's a really interesting topic to discuss. I've also been putting up some audio magazine stuff that people with the visual impairment, young people with the visual impairment, have been producing via the Outlook Youth Project, which is part of the Look charity. And Look are a national charity that support parents and families with visually impaired children. So check out that. There's the roving reporters, the young people are, and they're trained to be that. And they go, around England at the moment, they're based. And their job is to get articles and talk about things of interest to them as visually impaired children, but in a visually impaired context in the main. So do have a listen to those. You can't miss them. They're preceded, as always, with VIP Advisor when it's something that we're putting up as part of the channel. Do young visually impaired children have it better than we did as young people? I don't know. You know, you might have a sort of take on that. And of course, some of you are visually impaired yourselves and have children that are not necessarily visually impaired. And that brings me on to another discussion that was started by Salwar. Thank you, Sal. You did start that one. Talking about how you can safely, when you're blind, let your young one sort of romp around in an open space. You know, sort of in a park or whatever without them getting into mess with, you know, dog mess and things like that, and coming up with some solutions for yourself, but not sort of being able to resolve what could happen if you were in an unfamiliar place, in other words, so that you could travel and things like that. So what do people think about that? That would be interesting to know, and I know that there's been some responses and stuff, and talking about parenthood in general, there's lots and lots of things we could discuss there, isn't there? Well, you could. I don't have kids, so I'm not really in a position to discuss it, but certainly it's been very interesting to learn what you guys are saying really on the subject. We've talked a little bit about ice and snow. Well, obviously that seems to be clearing at long last. I say at long last, it's only been here a week, hasn't it? But certainly for me, I've had my own issues with that. Glad that that's going. But yeah, stories around weather and how weather affects what we do and what we can and can't do. You know, what like sunlight today. Sunlight's been awful. I've not been able to see a thing. You know, my eyesight has been so affected by the weather in all ways, really. Light and dark is a big problem for me, which is why I'm applying for a guide dog. Yes, and guide dogs are never far from us, really, are they, in terms of our thinking and sort of thoughts around those. So I will be updating the channel when I actually start training and stuff like that, so that'll be exciting, and maybe not so for those of you that got guide dogs, you've heard it all before, blah blah, but I do intend to do a full sort of diary and do some sort of editing and do some really cool stuff around that. So that will be something that as and when that actually happens. I've actually done all my training, my mobility, they've checked that out, and they say that yes, you could benefit from having a guide dog, given that your mobility skills are very good, blah blah blah. But yes, so I will be converting very much from using the white cane as I do now to using a guide dog. Yay. So very, very different mobility skills. And my eyesight, although I have some sight, is very much not useful sight in the main. So it's very much a sea change or a dog change, whichever, that I'll be going through. And so if anyone has got good advice for me, I would welcome that. Because I'm sure there are other people that are applying for guide dogs. I know that Darren Harland, he left a message on here. Can't remember if he uses the DJ Monkey Boy handle here, but anyway, Darren Harland, he's talking about it as well, so I think we could all use your advice, to be honest. Those of you that are guide dog owners could really give us some help there. And just as an aside, go and check Darren out on Mint FM, Mint FM, www.mintfm.com, I'm guessing. Yeah, anyway, and you can find it on all good internet radio station apps and things like that as well. But yeah, go and check him out. He does some good shows. And again, very much a stalwart of the visually impaired community. Something like that. All right then. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to talk to you about, really, or there is to say. Yeah, there's some good stuff coming up, potentially. I know some of you might have heard my interview with audio blogging as a blind person, and the fact that it's really believed that that's on the increase, and that we're really sort of finding the art of conversation again, as in voice conversation. If you go and check out my VI podcasting Boo on Audio Boo, you will find that interview. I put it up yesterday. I did an interview with Insight Radio's Leanne Coyle, and that was awesome. Really, much enjoyed that. But I think, there are some possibilities coming up with, just in terms of how the channel can get more profile and bring more people in, because we want to be a bigger community. So on that end, to that end as well, if you know people that you think might benefit from coming here and being with us, then do please hang on a minute, I'm being interrupted. Do please go and tell them and get them to come here if they want to, and all that kind of thing. All right then, I've been a little bit of time But I hope that you found some of this useful, and it's just nice to come and have a chat to you, really, to be quite honest. So I will speak to you soon, and this has been Paul Hopkins, and thank you for making the channel what it is. I'll speak to you soon.